Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared this Thursday morning in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5.90, down 3 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.68, down 6.25 on the open. July, 5.92, down 6. December, 5.35.5, down 4.75 on the open. March corn opened at 3.64, down 2.5 on the open. May, 3.76, down 1.5. July, 3.85.75, down 2. September, 3.96, down 2. December, 4.09, down 2.5 on the open. March beans opened at 9.74, up 2.5 on the open. May, 9.84, up 3.75. July, 9.90 unchanged. November, 9.53, down 2.25 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 298.50, up 150 on the open. May, 302.30, up 170. March soybean oil opened at 33.80, down 25 on the open. May, 34.26, down 17. February live cattle opened at 83.85, down 55 on the open. January feeders 95.55, down 15. February lean hogs 59.30, down 62.5. And February pork bellies opened at 84.90, down 15 on the open. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets. Well, we're still waiting for Dan Zwicker. He's going to be joining us ever so shortly on the phone to talk about the markets while we're waiting for the call to come through. A quick look and to remind you that a wind chill warning is in effect for the northern half of Illinois and Indiana until midday on Friday. Also, a wind chill advisory is in effect for west central and parts of southwestern Illinois until noon on Thursday, and for southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana until 10 a.m. on Thursday, and for the rest of the southern half of Illinois and Indiana into midday today. Dan Zwicker is now on the phone, so we'll go right out to him and get the latest on the markets. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Want to talk a little bit with you this morning and maybe even this afternoon when we talk during the closing market report about how meal has been performing. And we've been kind of keeping an eye, Dan, over the last month or so of meal kind of continuing to test to the downside at the $292 level or thereabouts. And I want to get your thoughts on how the charts are acting technically in the meal.
Well, I'm away from my desk here this morning in Decatur. I'm in Taylorville, Illinois here this morning. But meal actually has been a little more supportive of the soybean complex, more so than probably soybean oil, because oil has been following the crude oil markets to the downside and has probably struggled. But the problem that we're seeing in soybean meal is the same problem what we're seeing in corn, is a drop-off of feed interest or feed demand. So what you're seeing then is crusher downtime, or crushers are not crushing at capacity. And what that does then, when crushers don't crush soybeans, then that tightens up the meal and oil supplies from a fundamental perspective. So basically, meal prices are nothing more than a reflection of what demand is, and actually demand, it's been real difficult, I know, to sell soybean meal into the feeder market because livestock numbers are down, poultry numbers are down, and it's been a real struggle to sell soybean meal. So meal is basically stinging kind of from the same factors of a weak corn market when we look at feed demand for corn.
If and I know you're not looking at a chart, so, but let me just say that it looks to me like if we were to break 292 with conviction to the downside, the next shelf of support might be around 276, 275 in that area. if we were to see $15 down in meal, what does that translate into numbers for beans?
Like I said, I'm away from my charts. Mm-hmm. So I can't really tell you exactly on that. But, I mean, if you would see a $20 drop in soybean meal, you'd probably see, 30 cents or so drop in soybean futures of some kind. It depended upon what oil values did on the decline. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you really want to paint a bearish picture on the soybean complex as far as, I know we had a major reversal down there on Friday on Monday because we were higher in Monday night trade, and then we had the limit down move on Monday after the report. But we haven't seen any downside follow-through activity on that reversal. So it's been 3 days, and the market hasn't really shown any downside follow-through. So that reversal down really is not getting validated, mm-hmm. as a valid reversal. So. The bean market right now is in a weather situation with dry weather forecasts in Argentina. Overall, bean supplies in South America look to be tucking in a little bit. So that's why beans, and we did have I saw there on my BlackBerry that we had a real strong weekly export bean sales here this past week. So. Beans, I think, are in a little better fundamental situation on the export front, and that's helping that market out and not necessarily be real bearish.
The other thing I want to touch on a little bit this morning is the U.S. dollar, because since about the midpoint of December, the movement of the dollar has been to the north and to the east. It's been trending steadily higher. It's higher again today. It's actually trading right now at about 84.89, and I'm wondering: are we beginning to see? Do you think the indications of the deflation phase of this recession?
Well, I think we've been in the deflation phase for a long time, and mm-hmm. I think the dollar's the trend in the dollar has been up basically since June. Now we did have that little. Break to the downside there in December when Bernanke said that they were going to target 0% type interest rates, and everybody got all excited about inflationary type markets with all of the spending that we're seeing done in Washington and New York. But the dollar tells you that even though the U.S. economy is in shambles, the world economies are in worse shambles, and this is a global recession. It is just not a European recession, and just not a U.S. Recession. It's a global recession, and when you're in a global recession, then the world currency traders, move their wealth to what they feel is the strongest economy and the one that's most likely to come out of it the soonest, and that's where the dollar strength is coming from.
So, would you anticipate this dollar strength to continue for the next couple of months?
It's tricky here. Mm-hmm. It could be just a good solid test of the highs that we had here back before we had that December break, and then we could turn around and flag down. It does look like somewhat of a flag formation, but I don't. The way I read the economy, I think we've got further economic deterioration to take place, and it's hard for me to see that the dollar will show an inflationary trend. I think it'll continue to show a deflationary trend. I mean, this $350 billion, the second phase of TARP, has already been spent before they've even authorized it. They're probably going to need another $1 trillion at TARP yet, probably. We'll have to see how that plays out and then how the market reacts to that.
Talk to you again this afternoon, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's look at some particulars in the marketplace. March wheat in Kansas City at 597, down 3 at the Board of Trade. March wheat 567 and a quarter, down 7, while July is at 591, down 7. March corn 362 and a half, down 4. July 384, down 3 and 3 quarters. December 408 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. March beans 984 and 3 quarters, up 13 and a quarter. July 1002 and a half, up 12 and a half. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.